We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is aware of those mistakes. Out of all the quarterbacks entering the playoffs, he was number one by far with having 19 turnovers. He didn't have one against the Packers, but he only threw the ball when you look at that eight times. But that's one thing that caught my attention, how Pat Mahomes has protected the football, because how much comebacks and how much they lean upon him, and he never feels desperate.
Well, man, Bobby, I can still give you this credit, man. You're still my dad, Mel Kyle, my mom, Mary's favorite quarterback all time. They love Bobby, bro. I'll tell you that much. So one thing you can appreciate about that kid, man, people forget he had almost a season-ending injury this season.
The dislocated kneecap. Come on, how about that?
And to bounce back the way he did, and now he's in a Super Bowl. And, man, Bob, I know you wasn't too much of a sprinter back in the day, but did you see him tightrope down that sideline and then finish for the touchdown? Like, this kid is on fire. Tom Brady took him out last year, but he's that guy, man. The magic is there. You're absolutely right. And in my opinion, this time around, this may be the toughest challenge for San Francisco that they had to face all year, trying to contain this quarterback, to take y'all back inside the trenches, just thinking about how important it is for those defensive ends to keep this guy in the box. You know, right. Tennessee defense left to the lateral part of the game, lost sight of that. And he's going to expose that. When you're dealing with these mobile quarterbacks, you want to keep them in the box. So that's going to be a challenge on their defense as well.
One of the things, Faith, too, is Quan Alexander coming back late in the year for the 49ers. When they brought him in, I think they thought he would be like what the Saints have in DeMario Davis, that type linebacker, a playmaker that can rush off the edge, can drop back in coverage, can run east and west as well as anybody, gets the injury, but then you get him back late. And I think that's a big key defensively, because he's one of those guys, you talk about running hit linebackers, he's it, but also he can cover. And in today's age, there's not a lot of guys from that linebacker position that you can match up if it's against a back coming out of the backfield or a tight end, because of the athleticism a lot of those guys have. You see these big linebackers, but they can't match up downfield. Quan can.
Well, Quan can, but the two linebackers, the fans, unless you know football, Fred Warner.
From BYU.
How can you not be a fan of his? Mike, how about giving the opportunity because Quan went out? How about Dre Greenlaw, the rookie from Arkansas? What he's done? No, it seems like the 49ers, the rich get richer. I look at the depth.
They get the right fit players. That's so important in this league.
And Kawan Alexander come back. That's like Lanyap. They were calling him. He gets hurt. And then the young guys they put in there are stepping up, and now he's available. How about D Ford? All of a sudden, they bring in D Ford who can rush a pass from the Chiefs. He's hurt. And then all of a sudden, he's ready. You got him opposite of Bosa? No, come on. Favre, you have to like it how they bring it off the edges and in the trenches. They got giants, too. How about their number one draft picks from Oregon?
Buckner.
No, they're like giants. Like they're like 6'7", 6'8". They're giants out there.
If I were to tilt my hat off right now, it has to go to John Lynch, man. A lot of criticism.
Yes.
He got becoming the GM, will he be able to do it? Will he be able to, and he has done it, guys. He really has shaped that program up to where it is right now. And, you know, just kind of seeing San Francisco back to the greatness and what got them there back then. I think even bringing in Emmanuel Sanders towards the middle part of the season to add some more funk to that receiving core. So the decisions that's being made is big time, by him as a GM and just being able to have that flexibility and putting together a roster like he did has been phenomenal. And we were so close. I keep thinking back to that Saints 49ers game. I mean, you're one or two plays away, and it changes everything. I know we can't really cry over the spilled milk, but it's just the thought alone just kind of.
Yeah, we can cry. Come on, but we can cry, Faith. I mean, come on. You being a defensive player. Come on, you being a defensive player, you score 46 points, you should never lose.
You expect to win.
You should never lose. Yeah. Come on. Come on, defense.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's true, brother. That's true.
Big Fave, you got to explain to Bobby. National championship game, we sit not far from one another. Listen, we didn't have to worry about getting thrown out of no press box.
So you were able to cheer for the tie? Ellison
no, we were able to root from where – now, we were surrounded by Clemson folks now. All around us, or to the right, below us, everywhere. Nothing but Clemson folks. But Bobby would have liked sitting where we were sitting because ain't nobody going to say nothing about us cheering.
You would have loved it. Let me tell you something. Me and Mike was being so common. We was like, hey, Mike, did you see that? We were so loud because it was set up in a fan-type situation. Man, and I'm bucked up, and you know the feeling doesn't really go anywhere now because right now I'm gearing up for the NOLA Gold rugby season. So fact that it seems like football isn't stopping, man, go gold, baby.
Yeah, to go to a NOLA Gold game at the Shrine right there by the Saints facility. Listen, if you like contact, we love the physicality.
And they got a good product, a really good product.
A great product. They're in the thick of things. If you want to see some snot bubbles that'll happen, go to a rugby game, and you can see them hit one another without any pads. I'll tell you, it's very entertaining, and we got our own team, the NOLA Goal. I'm looking forward. I went to, four games last year, and I'll tell you, I see some players getting the crap knocked out of them, and I enjoyed it. I said, man, this is how you're playing in your backyard. This how you play
right,
in your backyard.
It kind of keeps us. It keeps us chained until football season.
That's right.
Big Fave, thanks so much for joining us tonight, bro. We appreciate it.
Man, thank y'all for having me, man. Anytime.
Thanks so much.
Everybody. Go Tigers and go gold, baby.
All right. Thank you, Marlon. Appreciate it. Marlon Favorite, former defensive tackle at LSU. You can hear him again on the pregame for the LSU Network. And he'll be working for the NFL Network covering Super Bowl Sunday in Miami. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.